And welcome back to Camden County High School as our Lowndes High Vikings get ready to take on the Wildcats. You've been listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff, and now it's time for that kickoff. Lining up for the Vikings to kick off, number 87, that is Nick Hart. That's Nick Hart.
All right. Camden is not back out on the field yet. Still about a minute to go on kickoff. And the timing has been pretty awful in this pregame so far. Went out a little early on the coin toss. You know, what happens with homecoming? I mean, they haven't done the homecoming festivities yet, but our players are out on the field. And we're about ready to kick this off. 45 seconds, 44, 43. It's game time, Bill.
Yeah, it really is. And as we said, Nick Hart is not even, I mean, Nick Hart's out there ready to kick off, and there's nobody to kick it to, as Camden County has not found their way onto the field yet. We'll get them here in just a minute. Now they do break out. Let's see who they go send back deep. Looks like number 14, Antonio Wambush, will play deep, along with number one, Chris Williams.
These two guys are their main guys, Bill. They're back deep. They've had most of the kickoff return for this Wildcat team. Horn has finally sounded. It's time for some football, Bill. Toe to meet leather.
Wimbush on this side. I'm sorry, Williams on this side. Wimbush on the other side. Waiting on the kick as Hart will kick off. Left to right on your radio dial. And here you go. This game is underway. Deep, deep kick into the end zone over the head of Wimbush. And that'll be a touchback as Camden County will start first down and 10 from their own 20-yard line.
We've seen the pooch kick a lot this second half of the season. That time Nick Hart almost flew it out of the back of the end zone. You know, we need to force Camden to go 80 yards of the field on every drive.
Yeah, we don't want to let them get a good return on us. Camden takes the field. Quarterback number three, Dalton Sykes. In a traditional wing formation, a man in motion, gives it around the left side, up the middle, Wimbush, and he'll pick up maybe 4 yards on the carry. That'll bring up second down and about six for the Wildcats.
Yeah, they were able to really penetrate past the defensive line of scrimmage. Zach Copeland was there to make the tackle on the play. 11:40 to go in the ball game. First possession.
Sykes, no huddle. Looks to the side. He's got his play. Traditional wing formation, eagle formation, a man in motion. That's number five, Ryan Johnson. Turns, and he is met just beyond the first down marker. And he tackled, but it is nonetheless a first down for the Wildcats.
Alex Brown had to come in and make the tackle for the Vikings. They're really getting beyond that first line of defense for the Vikings.
Again, no change in the formation for the Wildcats. Sykes barks out the signal. The man in motion again. Fakes the handoff to the fullback. A pass over the middle, and it'll fall incomplete. The intentional receiver, number 24, that is Allen Johnson. Fake to the handoff of the fullback and just go over the middle, incomplete. It's second down and 10 now, 11-10. This game just underway, no score.
Yeah, play action. We talked about it in pregame. Play action is going to have to be stopped tonight for this Viking team.
Again, Sykes barks out the signal. A man in motion sweeps to this side, gives to the fullback up the middle. And no, it's a fake. I'm sorry. As Sykes keeps the ball himself, picks up about 8 yards.
They faked the dive, and then he followed him right into the same hole. It was a wide-open hole. He was able to get about 7 yards from that play. Brings up third and two, 10:50 to go in the first quarter. No score.
Now they shift. They look like they're putting a heavy left, very similar to the formation we run, heavy left to this side. Sykes barks out the signal. Hands off to the fullback. Little stutter step, Wimbush. Wimbush picks up just enough for the first down as he gets a yard over the first down marker. They'll stop the clock to move the chains. 10:30 left here in the first quarter. no score, and Camden County continues to move the ball.
They were able to set the edge, but he cut back and found a little bit of a home, enough to make the first down. Vikings were able to stop him there, but it wasn't without getting the first down.
Sykes again looks to the sideline, gets the signal. Under center. Man in motion, toss pitch over to the outside, and we've got plenty of Vikings there along with Brian Bell. And I'll try and get you another number just coming up off the bottom. That's Eric, Zach Copeland, and it looked like also number six, Eric Hart, in there on the tackle. They'll lose a yard.
Great play there by Brian Bell, guys. He got outside and turned that in where a host of Vikings, all the guys you just named, that were there to fill in the hole. But good job there by Brian Bell.
All right, Sykes again, under center. Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Sykes, under center. Has a man in motion again, takes the snap, gives to the fullback, fakes, gives around the left side. That's number 12, Harrison Poole, and he'll pick up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 7 yards, brings up third and three, 9:35 here in the first quarter. That clock running, no score.
Just a little counter. We're really familiar with the counter. They're able to pick up about 7 yards on the play. It'll bring up third down and about three. They're setting the tone on this run here, guys. Only one pass attempt, but it was a play action.
Yeah, and the ball's on the 50-yard line now. Third and three for the Wildcats. Viking defensive line all the way up on the line. Man in motion, gives to the fullback, and he's going to be stopped just about a yard short, and that'll bring up fourth down and a decision here for the Camden County Wildcats.
Yeah,
as well as they run the ball, you don't know that they're going to punt it.
They're on our side of the field. They're going to call timeout. What do we got a timeout here for? Not sure.
No, that's just they're changing up. The clock has stopped. I don't know if they were going to measure.
They're wanting the band to quiet down.
All right, the clock's moving now. 8:46. Wildcats in punt formation. Back deep for the Vikings. Alex Brown and
24.
That's 24. That's Jock Alexander. There's the snap. The punt. Alex Brown catches it on the run, and he muffs the punt. And they say it's Wildcat ball.
Yeah, number 24 muffed the punt. He looks like he over-pursued it just a little bit. It hit his hand. He is an injured player down on the field as well. But Camden County going to take over the ball on the Viking 25-yard line, 8 minutes and 25 seconds left to go in the first quarter. We talked about it in pregame, Bill. We need to eliminate the mistake, and there's our first costly one.
Yep, there it is at our own 25-yard line. The Camden County Wildcats will take over.
Guys, I talked about in pregame the wind being a difference maker tonight, and I think that's what did it right there. If you look at the orange flags on the goalpost, the wind is really blowing.
Camden comes back out on offense. 8:25 here in the first quarter, no score, but Camden is threatening after they have picked up the muff punt. Sykes with a heavy left line. Takes the ball, fakes the handoff to the fullback. He's got a wide open hole, and he is met by Eric Hart at the 14-yard line. That'll be a first down for the Camden County Wildcats.
It's almost like a zone read with the quarterback making the call, and he just follows them up the same hole. He's really getting some yardage on the play. Brings up, they do get a first down. Ball is on the 12-yard line for the Camden County Wildcats. 8 minutes and 11 seconds to go in the first quarter. No score.
Sykes checks that armband. His line is back to a balanced line now. Eagle formation. The two wing backs out wide. Fullback behind him. Under center. He's got a man in motion. Gives to number one around the right side. He is met by a host of Vikings. That is Chris Williams. As he takes off around the right side, he will pick up some positive yards. Looks like it's going to be about a 3-yard gain.
Yeah, Trey Jackson was able to make initial contact behind the line of scrimmage, but the powerful running back was able to pick up about 3.5-4 yards on the play. 7:33, no score, but Camden is threatening.
Ball at the 11-yard line. Clock running, 7:27. Sykes again, checks his sideline, balance line. Eagle formation, two wide out, two wing backs outside the edge of the line. Fullback behind him. Now he's going down the line to give the play. Takes the snap, gives to the fullback, right over the middle, and he'll be met by a host of Vikings. Stopped about the 9-yard line. That'll bring up third down for the Wildcats.
Yeah, Trey Jackson was able to fill the hole that time. He wraps up the tackle. It's going to be third and about 5. 6 minutes, 54 seconds left to go in the first quarter. No score, but Camden is knocking on the door after a muff punt by the Vikings.
They are definitely in what would be a field goal range here. So if the Vikings can stop this on third down, we can hold them to a field goal attempt. Number 24, that is Allen Johnson running in with a play. And there's the snap. He rolls out, got a pass over the left side. He's got a receiver wide open, and it's a touchdown. That is to number one, Chris Williams. He goes over the top, number 29, Chris Hill in coverage.
Looks like number 28 was it Chris Hill or 28?
It was 28 was
in coverage, Carlos Lee. He stumbled just a little bit and was able to not make the play.
In that swinging gate, they have not moved it yet. Now they have. Camden leading 6-0 now, waiting on that extra point. Kicker is number 90, Alex Grip. Kicks it up. It's good. And with 6:18 left in the first quarter, Camden leads 7-0. We'll be right back after this 60-second break. And we're back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box as the Vikings trail 7-0 to the Camden County Wildcats. There's the kick. High kick to the 10-yard line. Fielded by number 18, that's Tyson Harris. And he'll be brought down at the 25-yard line. And the Vikings will take over. First down and 10 from their own 25-yard line, trailing 7-0. Let's go to Taylor Stubbs for your Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, so Camden scored on a 9-yard touchdown pass from Dalton Sykes to Chris Williams, and we have 6:13 left to go in the first quarter.
All right, Vikings now come out on offense. Austin Dixon, your quarterback. Jerome Daniels, one of the wingbacks. Dixon under center, barks out the signal, takes the snap, hands off, that's Alex, or no, let's see, that is number 31. That is Brandon Roberts, comes around the left side towards us. He'll be brought down after about a 1-yard gain. That'll bring up second down and 9 for the Vikings. 5:57, the clock running here in the first quarter with the Vikings trailing 7-0.
Camden in their traditional 3-3 sack. We're trying to get to the edge with that. Weren't able to. They were able to come up and stop it. We're going to have to be able to own that edge tonight.
Arvin Berry, your fullback, stands back there in the backfield behind Dixon. Dixon has the play. Under center. Barks the signal. Roberts in motion around the left side. Turns it upfield, and he'll be brought down after about another 2-yard gain. That'll bring up a third down and long situation for the Vikings.
And
we'll see where that's marked. Looks like about the 28 or 29-yard line.
Camden, that play moved about 7 guys on the line of scrimmage. Able to stop that. We do go to the pistol.
3rd and 6 now as Dixon goes in the shotgun. 3 wide receivers this side, 1 to the far side. Looks downfield, throws to his wideout. That's number 34, and he'll be run out of bounds at the 30. That's Anthony Robinson, run out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Short of the first down. 4th down now for the Vikings.
Yeah, threw it out in the flats, hoping for 1 block. Weren't able to pick the block up. And Vikings are going to be able to force to a punt here. 4 minutes and 54 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
Punter number 47, John Belcher, back for the Vikings. And it's Wimbush standing about his 32-yard line waiting on the punt. 4:54. The clock is stopped here on the incomplete pass, or the run out of bounds, excuse me. There's the snap. There's the kick. Wimbush has to call a fair catch. He'll field it right at the 35-yard line. And Camden County will take over with 4:46 left here in the first quarter, leading the Vikings 7-6, 1st down and 10 from the 35-yard line.
They forced us to punt. We forced them to punt. The difference is that they were able to capitalize on a muff punt. Defense, we need you to step up here one time.
Sykes, the quarterback for the Wildcats, brings his team out. The 35-yard punt, fair catch, no return. He's in the shotgun, Sykes, for the Wildcats. Sends a man in motion. 2 wide receivers set up here on the outside. Throws out to the flats. That is number 5, Ryan Johnson, and he'll be tackled immediately upon reaching that original line of scrimmage, maybe give him a half yard.
First time the Wildcats come out in a shotgun, throw out in the flats, only a 1 yard gain, bring up second and a long 9.
Yeah, they
for the Wildcats.
I was going to say they barely gave him just beyond the 35 yard line. So clock running here, or stopped on the out of bounds. Sykes still in the shotgun. He's got two wide receivers far side, a running back in the backfield with him, and a receiver out here to the left. Marks out the signal. The play clock down inside 5. Gives to the fullback back behind him. That's number 5, Ryan Johnson. And he breaks free. Thought he was tackled through the line. He's down the left-hand side. Cuts back across the middle. Back up the middle of the field and tackled at the 5-yard line. And let's see who made that tackle for the Vikings.
Yeah, number 5, we had him behind the line of scrimmage, but he was able to cut back towards the home side and really take it down the sideline. We didn't stop him until he was on about the 5-yard line, 61 yards, 4 minutes, 24 seconds left to go in the first quarter, and Camden's threatening again.
A 61-yard run, a tackle by Carlos Lee, and it's first and goal from the 5 for the Wildcats. They lead 7-0 with 4:21 left here in the first quarter. Sykes now back under center. Fakes the handoff to his fullback. Gives to Chris Williams over the right side, and there is a host of Vikings. They push him back at about the 1. He does not make it into the end zone. That'll bring up second and goal now from about the 1.
Yeah, Williams spread it out a little bit wide there, then decided to cut it back. We were able to stop him before he met the goal line. They're down to the 1-yard line, 3 minutes and 52 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Vikings trail 7-0. Camden again knocking on the door.
Sykes looks to the sideline. He gets the play. Under center. Snap. Gives to his wing back over the left side, and he's in. That's number 23, Mark Ruling, and another touchdown for the Camden County Wildcats. They lead 13-0, waiting on the extra point.
Set up the swinging gate here. Let's see what they do with it. They are going to kick it.
And 99, we gave you that number earlier. That's Bradley Bastable for the extra point. Waits on the snap. There it is. The kick's up. It's good. Camden leads 14-0. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Bastable's kick. It's a pop-up. It's short as Brian Bell runs up to try and get it. He can't catch it. It goes through his arms, and the Camden County Wildcats recover the kick, and it's, my goodness, back in business again. The Wildcats are at the 32-yard line of the Vikings.
Yeah, you got a defensive player trying to field a kick. It just slipped right through his hands, and a one hop right to the Camden guy, and he was able to advance the ball about 4 or 5 yards. Camden taking over after two costly turnovers on the Viking 32-yard line with 3 minutes and 32 seconds left to go. Vikings trail 14-0.
All right, Sykes, the quarterback for the Wildcats. He's got a heavy line to the left under the center. Has a man in motion. Gives to that motion around the left side. There is a wide open hole, and he's going to take it. That's Wimbush all the way to the house.
Yeah, Wimbush was able to steal the edge. Penalty flag does come in here late. Not sure what it's going to be.
That's going to be a celebration on them, guys. I believe their coaches and everybody was on the field. Touchdown should stand here because that was after the play.
We'll get that call here. It was thrown about the 25-yard line here on the Camden County sideline.
Yeah, Camden able to seal the edge completely. Wimbush.
Looks like they're backing him up here, guys, but I thought that was after the play.
Unsportsmanlike is the call. Oh, it is a touchdown. Unsportsmanlike is the call against the Camden County Wildcats. The official did turn, threw his hands up, showed the touchdown, and that will be marked on the kickoff.
Yeah, Camden going crazy after they were able to get that in. Was a celebration penalty.
The swinging gate, and see if they're going to move it over. They do. Bastable set to kick. Vikings trailing 20-0 to the Camden County Wildcats, waiting on this extra point. There's the snap. There's the kick. It's up. It's good. 21-0, the Wildcats lead. We'll take a 60-second break. Back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box, Vikings trail 21-0 as Bastable for the Wildcats set to kick off from the 25. There's a little squib kick. Harris tries to get it. My goodness, that ball went through Arvin Berry's hands, went through Tyson Harris's hands. It looked like it was going to be number 21, Alex Brown, who finally covers it up for the Vikings, and it'll be first down and 10 from about the 35-yard line. Special teams just right now have been just our Achilles heel. We have not played well. Let's go over to Taylor Stubbs for our Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
I played the Camden County Wildcats was one play for 32 yards by Antonio Wimbush. Took 14 seconds off the clock, and we have 3:17 left to go in the first quarter.
Dixon for the Vikings in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the far side. That's Malik Austin. He puts in motion around this side. Gives to the fullback in the backfield. That is, looks like, number 34, Anthony Robinson. We'll get that confirmed here for you in just a moment. That is Anthony Robinson, and he is met by a huge tackle.
Absolutely. Anthony Robinson was able to find a little traction but was hit by that linebacker. Still able to pick up about 4 yards. Going to be second and 6, 2 minutes and 55 seconds left to go in the ball game.
In the first quarter.
Vikings trail 21-0.
Dixon remains in the shotgun. Those two wide receivers out to this side. Puts Malik Austin again in motion. Comes around this side. Finds a hole around the near side. Malik Austin, and he's up over the 50-yard line into Wildcat territory. We'll get you the number of the yards on here in just a moment. But a great run on a jet sweep by the wide receiver, Malik Austin.
Malik Roberts was able to find the edge on that speed sweep. Got into Camden territory, 14 yards on the pickup.
Again, Austin Dixon in the backfield. He's got Daniels beside him in the shotgun. Three wide receivers to the far side. Malik to this side. Rolls to his left. Turns, throws. Oh, and just up over the hands of number 26, that's DeMarcus Jackson. DeMarcus, ball just could not bring it down just above his helmet. And that would have been about an 8 or 9 yard gain. But as it is, the clock stops. 2:24 left here in the first quarter. Vikings trailing 21-0. It's second down and 10 now for the Vikings.
Middle outside linebacker Dimitri Salisbury got his hand on that play. He made a great play on the ball and tipped it away just at the last second.
That is an equipment parts supply sideline update from Marty Rogers. Dixon in the shotgun, and he takes the snap, but there is a flag immediately that'll stop play thrown by the line judge on the near side.
Going to be a false
offsides on the defense.
So
that'll be an easy 5 yards for the Vikings as the Camden County Wildcats lined up in that neutral zone. And the Vikings get a free five, so it's second and 5 now. 2:22 left here in the first quarter, trailing 21-0 to the Camden County Wildcats.
If you're just tuning in, two costly turnovers allowed the Camden County Wildcats to make some easy scores, but the Vikings are getting some momentum here.
Dixon again in the shotgun. Daniels back with him. Malik Roberts in motion. They give to the fullback. Daniels behind Malik. He tries to find a corner, and he cannot get it. He's going to lose yards back beyond the original line of scrimmage, a 6-yard loss, as he was trying to follow the block of Malik Roberts, and he just got pushed backwards, a 6-yard loss. It's third and 11 now for the Vikings.
6-yard loss on that play. Probably a well-played defensive stand right there by the Wildcats.
Austin now in the backfield again in the shotgun. Defense, like, boy, I tell you what, you got a guy that is rushing off that side. That's number 42. That's Sam Rosario. Very, very close to an offsides, I felt like, as he was rushing through the side. I'm sorry, that's 49. That's Tevin Hall.
Yeah, coming from that cornerback position, they brought a blitz off the backside. Austin was not able to recognize and step up in the pocket. Going to be 4th and 19. We are forced to punt again.
Yes. Belcher's going to be standing at about the 29-yard line to punt. Now inside a minute, back deep for the Wildcats. Can't get that number. That's number 5, Ryan Johnson. There's the snap. There's the kick. And it's going to be a little bit short. Now Johnson calls for a fair catch. He muffs it. fumbles it. Let's see. There's a scrum there at the bottom of the pile. Looks like the Vikings might have it.
We fell on that ball. I believe we are going to have it. We got it.
They come out
Zach
with it.
Zach Copeland
with the recovery of the muff punt, and the Vikings are in business down at this end of the field.
Yeah, I tell you what, it is the wind. I'm looking at the goalpost right now, and the flags are swirling around. It's really hard to field these punts cleanly, and the Vikings take over after a muff punt by the Wildcats on their own 21 on the Camden 21-yard line. 47 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Vikings trail 21-0. But they had a turnover right there. We've had a couple turnovers. We've got to capitalize just like they did.
Yeah, we got to put six on the board right here. As the Viking offense comes back out on the field, moving left to right on your radio dial, Trey Jackson had come in that big heavy package. He sticks out. Dixon in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Gives to his fullback. And that looked like number 31, Brandon Roberts.
Yeah, Roberts able to penetrate about 3 or 4 yard gain. Top clock ticking down 19, 18, 17 seconds. Second down and 8 from the Camden County 19-yard line.
Yeah, about a 2 yard gain. That's going to bring up 2nd and 8. They don't have to snap one here and may not. 7, 6, 5, 4, and they are not. That'll take us to the end of the first quarter. Vikings trailing 21-0. We move to the second quarter. We'll be right back after this 60-second break. And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company press box here at Camden County. Our Vikings trail 21-0 to the Camden County Wildcats. We are just now starting the second quarter. As Lowndes has it, 2nd and 8 from the 19. Two fumbles by the Vikings, one by Camden. Dixon goes under center this time. Fakes the handoff, rolls to his right, looks downfield, nobody there, and just throws it away as he's trying to throw to his receiver out there in the corner. But nice heads-up play by Austin Dixon as he had no place to go.
Yeah, we had some guys out in space, but they were being defended really well by the Camden County defense. Good job by Austin there getting the ball away, not taking a loss on the play. Brings up 3rd down and 8 to go, 11 minutes 50 seconds to go in the first half of play. Vikings trail 21-0.
Ball on the 19-yard line for the Vikings. 3rd down and 8. Camden, 3 on the line. They sneak one up into those gaps on that 3-3 stack. Now he slides back. Dixon in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Looks downfield. Waits. Throws, and he throws into a lane, and there is a Wildcat player right there.
Yeah, it's just a little bit late on the throw, and the Wildcat defender was able to step in front of it. Interception made by the Wildcats. They're on the 10-yard line going the other way. That is the 3rd turnover tonight for the Vikings. 2 fumbles and 1 interception. Been costly for us tonight. We were knocking on the door there, and Wildcats take over.
Yeah, that was Mark Ruling, number 23, just playing the zone. Step back in there, and I don't think Austin really saw him as he was trying to find his open receiver, number 26, DeMarcus Jackson. As it is, it's 1st down and 10 for the Camden County Wildcats at the 10. Vikings with their 5-man front. 2 linebackers back. Sykes under center. Puts a man in motion. Gives it to the end around, and that's number 5, Ryan Johnson, and he is stopped.
Yeah, great job there by the defensive line. Closing the gaps, not letting him get to the outside. We're able to stop him. For a 2-yard loss, going to bring up 2nd and 12, 11 minutes, 30 seconds to go in the first half. Vikings trail 21-0.
A.J. Harper in on that tackle, guys. He just beat his lineman straight off the ball and just wrapped up Johnson there behind the line. Just great play there by A.J. Johnson. A.J.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Camden makes wholesale changes on offense. Sykes moves into the shotgun. He's got 2 wide receivers to the near side, 1 to the far side. Takes the snap, looks downfield, throws the ball. He's got an open receiver, number 24, just in the soft part of the zone. That's Allen Johnson, and he'll pick up maybe 8 or 9 yards on that.
Johnson on the comeback route was able to catch it for
it's gonna
about
be, it's gonna yeah. be 10 yards. Well, yeah. About 9 yards. It's going to bring up 3rd and 3.
3rd and 3, 10:39 to go in the first half. Vikings trail 21-0.
Again, big changes on the offense for the Camden County Wildcats. Camden moving now left to right on your radio dial here in the second quarter. 10:24, the clock running. Under center, Sykes takes the snap. Fakes the handoff, and he dives forward to about the 20, but they're going to mark him, looks like 19, so he'll be short of the first down. That'll bring up fourth down for the Camden County Wildcats.
Really, that read play again where the quarterback follows through the hole. It's going to bring fourth and short. Camden not showing punt yet. Now they bring him out. Field the punt, guys. Field the punt. 10 minutes and 5 seconds left to go in the first half. Vikings trail 21-0.
Number 98 is your punter. That's Evan Mossberg, back deep. Jock Alexander for the Vikings. He stands about the 50. There's the snap. There's the kick. As we came close to a block, Jock calls for a fair catch, and he'll do it there at about the 44-yard line. It'll be Viking ball. First down and 10 from their own 43-yard line. 9:43 left here in the half, trailing 21-0. That was a 24-yard punt, fair caught by Jock Alexander.
Yeah, after you've muffed a couple kicks, it's really nervous getting back there. Good job by Jock Alexander fielding that one cleanly. Vikings have got to drive down the field and put some points on this board. 9 minutes and 43 seconds left to go in the first half. We trail 21-0.
Austin Dixon, your quarterback for the Vikings, under center. He's got Arvin Berry in the backfield. Anthony Robinson to his left, Daniels to his right. Robinson in motion, around the left side. Finds a little bit of a hole, and he'll get almost to the 50, but he is stood up. I thought he was at the 49. They're going to mark him about the 48.
Yeah, good job by Anthony Robinson. Keeping his momentum going forward, able to penetrate that Camden defense. Brings up second and 5. 9 minutes and 23 seconds left to go in the first half. Vikings trail 21-0.
Gabe Neighbors, your tight end here on this side. Robinson, Daniels, Arvin Berry the fullback. Dixon goes under center, takes the snap, gives to Daniels around the left side. He'll muscle through just over the 50, and they'll mark him down at the 50-yard line. That'll bring up a third down for the Vikings.
Yeah, Daniels did not stop moving his feet. Camden was there to make the stop after about a 2-yard gain. Going to bring up third and about 3 from the 50-yard line. 8 minute 49 seconds left to go in the first half. Vikings trail 21-0.
Dixon starts under center. Now he moves out to the shotgun. He's got Malik Roberts to this side. Puts him in motion. Malik on the sweep. Cuts it up inside. Finds a little bit of a hole. He's upended at about the 41-yard line. But that's enough for a Viking first down. Only the second first down for our Vikings here tonight.
Yeah, as opposed to Camden's 6 first downs. We're able to get some momentum there. Good job getting to the edge by Malik Roberts. He's able to cut back and avoid the first initial tackle. Vikings on the 41-yard line. 8 minutes and 24 seconds left to go in the first half of play, trailing 21-0.
Dixon again goes in the shotgun. He's got Neighbors out to this side, along with number 26, Malik. There he gives to the handoff. That's Robinson, and he'll be upended at the 35-yard line.
Yeah, one of Marty's traditions flooring impact players doing a good job on this drive. Moving it up the field, we seem to be finding a little space running the ball right here on this possession. Let's see if we can capitalize and not turn it over.
Second down and 3 now for the Vikings as Dixon looks to the sideline. He gets the play. Still in the shotgun. Robinson in the backfield with him. That's DeMarcus Jackson out wide. Gabe Neighbors in the slot. He looks downfield, across the middle, and the ball just a little bit high, and there is a flag.
Yeah, look.
We're going to get pass interference on number 25, Malik Roberts.
Looks like Malik Roberts had the inside position on the play. Let's see what they call. You think it was?
No, I said he drew the call. I misspoke.
Pass interference on the defense.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That was the same play as we looked at last week when Eric Hart stepped in. The ball was thrown high, but he had inside position, like Taylor said, and the corner just hit him in the back and knocked him off his route. And that's pass interference.
That'll move the ball just inside the 20-yard line with 7:34 left here in the half. Vikings trailing 21-0.
It's our second time inside the red zone tonight. We weren't able to capitalize on the interception earlier. Let's see if we can put the points on the board.
Dixon in the shotgun. Same formation. Puts Malik Roberts in motion. gives to Robinson up the middle, and he'll be hit for no gain.
Yeah,
Robinson just trying to pick his way over that right side of the offensive line, and he is not able to pick up anything.
Absolutely. Camden closing the gaps there. Those linebackers stepped up, made the stop, brings up second and 10, 7 minutes and 15 seconds left to go in the first half of play. Vikings trail 21 to nothing.
Camden stays in that 3-3 stack defense inside the red zone. Austin Dixon, the quarterback for the Vikings, barks out the signals, jumps into the shotgun. Puts Malik in motion again. Again, gives to Robinson over the left side. Oh, no, that's Daniels, sorry. And Daniels is going to get some positive yards inside the 15.
Yeah, kept those feet moving. He was able to get down, make this a manageable third down. See, it's going to bring up third and four, long four, maybe five. 6 minutes and 37 seconds left to go in the first half. Vikings trail 21 to nothing, but we're inside the 15-yard line.
This time the Vikings go back into a huddle as Dixon has run to the sidelines to get the play. Play clock now at 12, 11, 10. Now they come to the line of scrimmage. Dixon under center. Two running backs in the backfield. Gives to, that is number one, Daniels, and he is going to be about a yard short of the first down.
Yeah, brought in Brian Bell as a blocking back there, tight end, double set, and it's going to be about 1.5, maybe 2 yards short. Going to bring up fourth and two. Vikings have the ball down on the 12-yard line. Looks like we might be going for it here.
Yeah, down 21 points and a hostile territory. Even if you don't get it, maybe you get it stopped here. You may get Austin to try and get him offside with his cadence. It's a heavy side right. Clock running, 5:33. Dixon takes the snap, gives to Dixon over the right side, and he's got the first down.
Yeah, good job there by Jerome Daniels finding the open hole. He's able to pick up about 4 or 5 yards on that play. 5 minutes and 26 seconds left to go in the first half. Gutsy call there by Coach Mack to not take the 3 points, knowing we're trailing 21 to nothing. Let's see if we can get this one in here. Ball's on the 8-yard line.
Yeah, about the 8-yard line. It's first and goal for the Vikings. 5:17, the clock running here in the first half. We trail 21 to nothing, trying to find points here. Dixon in the shotgun, takes the snap, gives to Daniels on the run. He's going to be held up about the 1-yard line.
Yeah, Jerome had a hole. He hit it hard, but was tripped up on about the 2-yard line. Vikings have the ball on the 1-yard line, 4 minutes, 55 seconds left to go in the first half.
Second goal as Dixon has run to the sidelines again to get the play. The play clock just at 20. They're in the huddle. They're going to come to the ball. Clock running, 4:42. 1 yard from pay dirt. Dixon under center. Two running backs in the backfield. Takes the snap. Gives to Daniel over to the right side. And he's going to be in. No signal yet. No signal yet. Touchdown, Vikings.
Great job right there by Jerome. After he had initial contact to keep those feet moving, Vikings finally get on the board. 21-6, 4 minutes and 23 seconds left to go. Great drive right there by the Vikings to set up some momentum going into this second half. Come out in the swinging gate. See what we do here.
Daniels with a little dive over the right side. Gets in for 6. The Vikings in the swinging gate. They swing it over. Hart to kick. Belcher to hold. Culpepper to snap. Here's the snap, the hold, the kick. It's up. It's good. And the Vikings now trail 21-7. We'll take a 60-second break right after this. And Hart's kick, just a little pooch kick to Wimbush, and he's going to rush through. I tell you what, that's a dangerous kick, and he's going to get out to the 41-yard line. We had a deep, deep kick earlier. Why we did a pooch kick here, I don't know.
Yeah,
let's go to Taylor Stubbs for the Page Heating and Air drive recap.
That last drive for your Vikings was 10 plays for 57 yards, taking off 5 minutes, 27 seconds. That led to a 1-yard touchdown run by Jerome Daniels with 4:16 left to go in the half.
Trail now, 21-7.
Yeah, like you were saying, Bill, we put it out of the back of the end zone on the first kickoff. We decided to pooch it right there, and Camden was able to recover it, get it back out to the 41-yard line. 4 minutes, 16 seconds left to go. Vikings trail 21-7.
Wildcats ball, first down and 10 from the 41-yard line. Sykes fakes the handoff, gives on the counter, and that is going to pick up about 15 yards by number one, Chris Williams.
Yeah, Camden, they run their counter just a little bit different. It's almost an inside counter as opposed to the outside counter that we run. Picked up big yardage there. They get across midfield, 4:07 to go in the first half. Vikings trail 21-7.
Viking defense, they got a five-man front. They sneak up the defensive end to the left side. Again, fakes the handoff, a pass, and he's going to be sacked in the backfield. That's Brian Bell, number 32, and about a 10 or 12-yard loss. We'll get that for you here in just a moment.
Yeah, great job with penetration there by Bell and Copeland. They were able to really not be worried by the play action. 10-yard loss on the play brings up second down and 20.
We needed that pushback right there by Brian Bell. What a good play. Sykes goes down his line, checks that armband. He's got his play. They're a little bit heavy to the left side. Our Vikings stack that side as well. Clock running with 3 minutes. They give to Wimbush around the sweep on the right side, and boy, I tell you what, they get a great tackle by number 17, Trey Jackson, as Wimbush looked like he was getting ready to break free. He does pick up about a yard.
Yeah, Wimbush was able to almost get to the edge, but not before Trey Jackson was able to stop him. 1 yard gain. Camden pushed back to their own 46-yard line, brings up third and 18, 2 minutes, 50 seconds left to go. Vikings trail 21-7.
Sykes again directs his offensive line, runs up and down the line. He's got two wide receivers to the near side, one to the far side, running back in the back with him. In that pistol. As the play clock had gone to zero, and you saw the flag come in from this side, it will be a delay of game.
They're giving him a timeout.
They got the timeout before the delay of game. So timeout by the Camden Wildcats. Let's take a 30-second break. Welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. We are at Chris Gilman Stadium on the campus of the Camden County Wildcats. Our Vikings trail 21-7 with 2:30 left here in the half. It's third down and 18 for the Camden County Wildcats. The ball on their own 46-yard line. As I said, they've got 18 yards to go for a first down. The Vikings need to hold here, get the ball back, maybe put six more on the board before this half is over. I look out there, Coach Coffey's out there to the numbers, talking to the official.
He wanted clarification on something.
Yeah.
He seems to have had it back to play here.
The clock will start on the snap. Sykes, the quarterback for the Wildcats, in the shotgun. Two wide receivers right. He puts one in motion. Now the backfield's empty. Across the middle, makes a great pass play to number 15. That is Centarius Williams, and he picks up about 20 or 21 yards. Enough for a Camden County first down.
Yeah, Williams was able to get inside position on Brandon Roberts. They were able to complete the pass for a 20-yard pickup. They're in scoring range here now, guys. They've got the ball on the 34-yard line, 2 minutes and 22 seconds left to go in the first half.
Sykes, under center, takes the snap. Gives to his running back, that's Chris Williams, and he is just yanked down in the backfield. Looks like Nate Brantley in on the tackle for the Vikings, along with Zach Copeland. No gain on the play. Second down and 10. Well, they're going to give him about a half yard. 1:57 the clock running here in the first half. Vikings trail 21-7. Chris Williams checks out. Sykes under center. And there is timeout on the field called by the official, and they may go want to talk about the band.
Bill, you're exactly right. He's coming over to talk to Coach McPherson, tell our band he can't play. One thing to think about right now, guys, is that we need to hold them here, but they do have the wind at their back, so they can probably kick a little longer field goal than normal.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Want to remind everybody about the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show every Tuesday night, sponsored by Deloach Body Works out at Cheddar's. Be sure and get out there. The ball on the Lounge High 34-yard line. It's second down and 10. Sykes for the Wildcats. Takes the snap. Gives to his fullback. Fakes it. Now back to the wing back, and he'll pick up 1, maybe 2 yards. Nice sleight of hand by the quarterback because he's able to pull it out of the gut of the fullback. The clock continues to run. 1 minute, 33 seconds here in the half.
They ran that counter just a little bit of the other way. I thought it might have been that read option. Quarterback keeps running. Vikings are stacking the line of scrimmage, hoping to stop the run. Clock running now inside 125. Camden doesn't seem to be in too big of a hurry here.
Well, with a 14-point lead, and they have the ball, 3rd and 9. Sykes under center, puts a man in motion, goes back, throws down the field, overthrows his wide receiver. That's Wimbush, and that'll bring up 4th down and 9. The clock stops with 1:04 on the incomplete pass. And we'll see what the Wildcats do here. Do they go for it on 4th down?
Yeah.
Do they have a kicker?
I think they might be just a little bit outside of field goal range. Marty mentioned earlier that the wind was blowing behind them. It still seems to be blowing a little bit. It looks like they are going to go for it here. 4th and 9 from their Viking 34-yard line.
Guys, I watched them warm up, and they really needed to get to about the 25. So they're about 9 yards too far out.
Wildcats set up, and we've got an official timeout on the field. Not sure what he's now. Everybody's ready. They put the clock back to start here on the snap. Sykes in the shotgun for the Wildcats. Steps back. And it's Zach Copeland as he just charged at him. Fortunately for Sykes, they had Ryan Johnson in the flat. Just threw it at him avoid the sack.
They were setting up that screen, but we brought a little bit of a blitz there. Wasn't able to get it away on time. Vikings take over on downs, 58 seconds to go in the first half. Vikings trail 21-7. Ball's going to be on the Viking 33.5, 34-yard line. Let's see what we do here. I think Coach will probably run a few plays, see what we can get, maybe get into field goal range, but you just don't want to make a mistake going in to the locker room.
Well, you want to see if you can get yourself down the field. I really think you're going to see Dixon in the shotgun, and you do.
We got 3 timeouts, Bill.
Wide receivers, 2 to the far side, 1 to the near side. They put Malik Roberts in motion. They give to him around the right side. Tries to find his way, and he'll run out of bounds after about a 5-yard gain. That's something sometimes we don't think about, the clock running down. Get yourself out of bounds. Save those timeouts. Get the clock stopped.
Great job by Malik Roberts. Picking up about 5 on the play. He was able to get out of bounds on the speed sweep. Down to 51 seconds to go. Vikings on the 38-yard line.
2nd and 5 now. Austin Dixon looks to the sideline. He's got the play. Goes back into the shotgun. 2 wide receivers near side, 1 far side. Takes the snap. Looks downfield, thinks about throwing it, and he's got no place to go, and he is sacked by 3 Wildcat players. He's going to lose back to the 30 or 29-yard line. Clock running, 39 seconds.
Yeah, Coach Mack does call a timeout here. We're going to take one with him. You're listening to Viking Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Let's take a 30-second break.
And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. We are at Camden County High School. As there is 36.2 seconds left in the half, our Vikings have the ball at the Lounge 38-yard line. It is third in a long way. That's wrong. It's 3rd and about 14. Vikings in the shotgun. Austin takes the snap. Gives to Daniels in the backfield. Daniels will get about 5 or 6 yards on the carry with the clock running. 28 seconds.
Camden does have 2 timeouts. Vikings have 2 timeouts. Nobody really in any hurry to take any of them. Clock down to inside 20 seconds.
We got 4th down now.
Guys, Camden's just going to let this clock run out, and we're going to be happy to let them because they don't want to have to field a punt up in the air right now. Not with this wind.
5, 4, 3, 2, and that will be the halftime as our Vikings trail 21-7 here at Camden County High School.
Coach Mack, not the way you wanted to start, but your team fought back and got a little momentum there.
Yeah, you know, we made critical mistakes early, you know. We just got to keep plugging. They got a good team.
Coach, you get the ball second half. What's going to be your how this game up here in the second half?
We just got to keep going, man. We got to keep playing. You know, we're not going to lay down, that's for sure.
Guys, thank you. There's your Traditions Floor and Coach's Spotlight.
All right. Thank you, Marty. As we said, we are at halftime now, and we're going to take a break. We come back. It'll be the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services Halftime Report. Vikings trail 21-7. We'll be back after this five-minute break. And welcome back to the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services Halftime Report. It is 21-7. Our Vikings trail the Camden County Wildcats here at Camden County High School. As we've watched a game, a first half, Taylor, that was just marred in fumbles, turnovers. Lowndes has two fumbles. Camden has one. We've thrown an interception. We're our own worst enemy tonight.
Yeah, we talked about it in the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame report that it was going to be very important for us to eliminate the mistakes. We've had two turnovers, and they were very costly because Camden was able to capitalize on both of those. We were driving at one point and through an interception. You know, you get 3 points there, maybe even score. This is a one-possession ball game. Vikings do get the ball coming back after halftime. But, yeah, you've got to eliminate the mistakes in the second half and hope that Camden makes all the mistakes in the second half.
Well, Camden, we talked about during the break, Camden has come out. They're playing inspired football. They are a very good football team. We didn't expect anything any less. And Lowndes has come out maybe not as intense, and then sometimes you get those turnovers, and that affects your entire psyche. It happened right at the beginning. We held them after only one first down, forced them into a punt, and we muffed the punt.
Yeah, I'm looking over at the American flag on the just beyond the end zone there, and that thing is whipping around. The orange flags on the goalpost are whipping around pretty significantly. It's a tough night to receive a kick, and that's been proven. Camden did fumble one. We were able to get that recovered. And we fumbled two. We threw the one interception. Penalties so far tonight, Vikings have not been penalized at all tonight. Camden's only been penalized twice for 20 yards. So I can't say that penalties are killing us. It's the turnovers, Bill.
Yeah, it really is. Even with all of that, we do make one really good drive. We get down the field. We just methodically move it down the field. We put six on the board. We get the extra point. We trail by 14 points. In a few years, just maybe 2-3 years ago, 14 points was almost an insurmountable lead for the Vikings to overcome. We've got the ability to get out there and get some points on the board. Those 14 points maybe will not come quickly unless we get some turnovers or something, but defensively, if we can get the stops against Camden, our offense can get the opportunity to get out there. This game is still in the balance. I mean, there's a lot of football left to be played here. The Vikings only down 14 points. They've got some good things that they can build on in that locker room. Come out, and as you said, we won the toss, elected to defer to get the ball here in the second half. And we'll get the ball to start out with. And I think, this is my opinion, let's quit with the cutesy stuff. Don't worry about pooch kicks. Let's kick the ball. Let's play solid, sound football. Let the chips fall where they may. I know we don't want Wimbush to get the ball. I understand that. But we do. Wimbush is going to come up on it like he did that time anyway.
That's
he gets
right.
A good return.
Yeah, I got to agree with you, Bill. Eric Hart was able to kick it. Not Eric Hart. Nick Hart was able to kick it through the back of the end zone. That young man's got a strong foot. Let's let him use it. You make them go 80 yards. Hey, when we made him go 80 yards, they had to punt to us. We weren't able to field that punt, but we still made them go the whole length of the field instead of giving them something around the 45, 50-yard line and really, you know, make it easy for them.
Yeah. Well, that little pooch kick, they got it at the 41-yard line.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the short field, able to get themselves worked down there. And like I said, but they've capitalized on our two turnovers to get the other points. Maybe we're talking about a 14-7 or even a 7-7 ball game if we don't have those turnovers.
Yeah, I want to take a minute in our Benefit Advisors Halftime Report to go over our Page Heating and Air stat report. First tonight, through one half of play, Vikings got 4 first downs compared to Camden's 8 first downs. Total rushes thus far, Vikings have rushed 19 times for 48 yards. Camden has rushed 20 times for 148 yards. Tonight, through one half, Vikings are 1 of 4 through the air for 1 yard and 1 interception. the Wildcats are 5 of 8 through the air with 41 yards. Total plays thus far, Camden has run 28 plays for 189 yards of offense. Lowndes has run 23 plays for 49 yards of offense. Camden's averaging 6.8 yards. The Vikings are averaging 2.1 yards per play. Fumbles tonight, Camden's fumbled once and lost it. Vikings have fumbled twice and lost it. Penalties, Camden's been penalized 2 times for 20 yards. Vikings have not been penalized through one half of play. The punt average tonight, there's been 2 punts by the Vikings for 36-yard average. Camden has punted twice for a 30-yard average. Time of possession. Excuse me, my computer's acting up a little bit. Time of possession. Camden's had the ball just around 16 minutes. We've had the ball for around 10 minutes. Third down conversions. Camden's been 3 of 6 on third down. The Vikings are 1 of 5 on third down. Fourth down conversions. Vikings are 1 of 1 on fourth down. Camden is 0 of 1 on fourth down. We've sacked them twice for 8-yard loss. They sacked us once for 10-yard loss. Leading rushers for the Vikings through one half of play, Jerome Daniels, 7 carries for 15 yards. Malik Roberts, 3 carries for 19. Anthony Robinson, 4 carries for 16 yards. Rushing leaders for Camden. Williams has 19 yards on 4 carries. Johnson has 58 yards on 2 carries. And Wimbush has 41 yards on 4 carries. Vikings are trailing at half, 21-7. That is your Page Heating and Air stat report.
Thank you, Taylor, for that update on our halftime stats. I want to thank Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services for their support of this halftime show. It's homecoming here at Camden County, so they're announcing their homecoming court. We're going to take a 3-minute break. We come back, we'll get you ready for the second half. Vikings trail 21-7 to Camden. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break. Back. This is the Benefit Advisors and Valdosta Insurance Services halftime report. As our Vikings trail the Camden County Wildcats 21-7. We are high atop Chris Gilman Stadium inside the Commercial Banking Company press box. And for our score updates, let's go to Taylor Stubbs.
Yeah, just some scores around the region. Colquitt leads Coffee 13-0, and Brunswick leads Valdosta 8-7.
Wow, some tight games there.
Just goes to show how strong our region is.
Yeah, it really is. We talked about a little while ago, Vikings trail by 14, but still in this ball game. There's a lot of football left to be played. Still about 6 minutes left here in the halftime. Their homecoming festivities went quickly. I mean, they just, I say 6:09, the clock has stopped.
This clock says 3:47. The other one says 6 minutes. So, yeah, the Vikings do get the kickoff in the second half of play. And one of the famous lines that Wes James likes to say is that's the most important drive. And it's going to be critical. It's very important tonight for us to take that second half possession and really move it down the field, get within 7 points. And then at that point, you never know when they're going to turn the ball over, if this wind's still going to play a factor. Looking at that flag again, Bill, that flag is really whipping up there.
Well, I know the wind has played a big part in tonight's game. I know during the countdown to kickoff, Marty mentioned how much wind was gusting down there on the field level, and that has been an issue. So maybe it'll go and the winds will change and it'll flip over to the other side. But so far what we've seen is Camden is a very sound football team, have not made a lot of mistakes. Lowndes, as we said earlier, no penalties, but we've had the turnover bug bite us tonight, and that's been the most detrimental thing that's happened to us. Directly 14 points we can account to turnovers. One of those things that we've got to overcome. Calm down in the second half, and as Wes always says, the least most important thing in the world is the score at halftime.
Yeah, it's not really important what the score is at halftime. We got to set the tone in the second half. They won the first half, Bill.
Yep.
We got to win the second half if we're going to be in this ball game. And there's a lot still to fight for. We want that home playoff game, and Vikings. We still have it within our grasp, but we got to play disciplined football the second half.
Yeah, we'll see when we get out here, get the ball, see what we can do offensively. We've made some good strides. I've been pleased with what Austin Dixon has done. He seems to have a good command of the offense. I mean, he's 10 games in now as the starter. He's not really a rookie anymore, if that's what you want to call him.
Yeah.
Couple sacks. I'd like to see him if he could get away from those, but that's an offensive line thing.
Yeah, one of them came off the weak side where he just wasn't able to pick it up and step up in the pocket. I did see some maturity that we've been asking for out of him with when you're rolling out and you may take a loss there and you got a receiver in the area, let's go ahead and throw it out of bounds and not risk taking the loss to take us out of field goal range. I believe that might have been the play right before we went for it on fourth down. Might have been. I could be wrong there trying to remember. But kept that drive alive for us. And, you know, Vikings have made it back out on the field. Camden is out on the field now going through their halftime warm-ups. It's going to be an important second half of play. This is the last game of the season for the Vikings before playoffs. And Camden still has one more game. They're still just as much in the hunt for this region title. We're going to take a two-minute break on 99.5 Kicks Country.